Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Easy Trip Planners Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. Today in this call, we have with us Mr. Prashant Pitti, Co-founder and Executive Director, Mr. Nishant Pitti, Co-founder and CEO, Mr. Ashish Bansal, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Nutan Gupta, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Rajat Gupta from Investor Relations. The results for Q1 FY24 for the company, the investor presentation, and the press release have been uploaded on stock exchange and on the company's website. Before we start the call, a disclaimer: this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Pitti from Easy Trip Planners Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us in this earnings conference call to discuss the financials and operational performance of the company for the quarter and the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2023. As we mark the completion of 15 years, I would like to begin by expressing heartfelt appreciation to our valued customers and all other stakeholders who have supported us. I would like to reassure you all that our dedication is strong, and we are committed to providing excellent travel services in the future as well. Moving ahead, I would like to spend a few minutes discussing the industry's recent development and its future trajectory. See, India is one of the fastest-growing economies, and travel and tourism industry contributes meaningfully to the country's GDP. During the quarter, the Indian travel industry witnessed a surge in demand, marked as one of the strongest to date. The increased demand can be attributed to the noticeable changes in people's preference to spend more on travel from their growing disposable income. In 2023, domestic air travel numbers have surpassed pre-COVID levels each month. According to DGCA data, the Indian domestic airline carried 38.6 million passengers during quarter one of FY24, as against to 32.5 million during the corresponding period of the previous year, indicating a strong growth of 19% year-on-year. According to the industry research, the rise in air passenger numbers is also significantly contributed by the first-time flyers. The government acknowledges the potential of travel industry to drive Indian economy growth in the coming years, and it is prioritizing infrastructure development to meet the growing demand. The government has allocated approximately 3,200 crores for the Ministry of Civil Aviation for FY23-24. Additionally, it has set a target to operationalize 1,000 UDAN routes and to revive, develop 100 unserved or underserved airports, heliports, or water aerodromes by 2024. These initiatives are part of a larger vision to shape the travel industry. As per IBEF report, the Indian travel market is projected to reach $125 billion in FY27 from the estimates of $75 billion in FY20. As a leading OTA, EaseMyTrip Trip finds itself strategically positioned to extend its operation and capitalize its emerging opportunities within the industry. With proven track record, we possess a necessary capability to adaptively navigate the dynamic landscape, effectively leveraging our expertise to capitalize on the favorable market conditions. Moving on to our overview of financial performance during this quarter. We have witnessed a strong demand during the quarter, and our customer-centric initiatives have played a significant role in helping us achieve new milestones. In quarter one of FY24, our company has achieved the highest-ever gross booking revenue of 2,371 crores, representing an impressive 43% increase from 1,663 crores of quarter one of last year. While the industry grew by 19%, we grew by 43%. Our adjusted revenue grew by 47%, reaching to 193 crores in quarter 1 of FY24 compared to 132 crores of quarter 1 of FY23. The adjusted revenue as a percentage of GBR for quarter 1 of FY24 was 8.2% as against to 7.9% for quarter 1 of FY23, highlighting our leadership capabilities. We are delighted to inform you that our Dubai business continues to exceed our expectations, reinforcing our positive outlook on the existing opportunity. The Dubai operation continues to gain strength sequentially. It grew 22% quarter on quarter to INR 53 crores in quarter 1 of FY24. The cumulative GBR of Dubai is now at 171 crores and we expect the momentum to continue. Our company's remarkable performance is also a result of our strategic cost management, as our operational cost continues to be much lower than the industry's counterpart. During the quarter 1 of FY24, our marketing spend as a percentage of GBR was at 1.1%, in line with our previous quarter, which underscores our continuous commitment to strategic brand initiatives. We have consistently conveyed our commitment to profitable business growth, and we are delighted to report that we remain loyal to our upholding in these principles for the last 15 years. During this quarter, we have achieved an EBITDA of 38 crores, translating to the EBITDA margin of 30%. Furthermore, our company reported PAT of 26 crores in quarter 1 of FY24 with a PAT margin of 21%. The dip in the bottom line profitability was for two reasons. One, we experienced lower incentives from the airlines due to the shortage of the inventory, primarily because of Go First issue. We believe this is just a one-time situation as the airlines build up inventory and the Go Air resumes operation. Second, you would have also noticed in our statements that our hotel business has recorded a small loss during the quarter, which has also impacted in the overall profitability. The air segment has shown significant growth with a remarkable 43% year-on-year increase in quarter 1 of FY24. We successfully sold 32 lakh air tickets net of cancellation compared to 22 lakh tickets in quarter 1 of FY23. In hotel segment, our non-traditional aggregator model has proved to be a stable source of growth for this segment. We have been vocal about our targets of expanding our non-air segments, and we are steadily moving towards in that direction. In this quarter, we have sold 1.6 lakh hotel nights, a remarkable 123% year-on-year increase from quarter 1 of FY23. Our trains, bus and other segments too witnessed a robust growth. The transaction in this segment grew to 2.2 lakhs in quarter 1 of FY24 from 1.6 lakhs in quarter 1 of FY23. Coming to few operational highlights for the quarter. During this quarter, which was marked by heavy travel demand, we intensified our efforts to provide most competitive pricing to our customers for all their travel needs. The month of June was filled with discounts and exclusive brand deals, from our milestone 15th anniversary mega sale to first of its kind brand bazaar offer, which has seen an exceptional response from our valued customers. Easemart Trip has always been customer-centric organization, and we continuously explore fresh and innovative ways to give our customers best possible services. As we have been communicating, we are actively looking for inorganic opportunities that will fuel Easemart Trip expansion and take company to the next level. During our board meeting on 31st July 2023, the board approved three acquisitions subject to necessary approvals. Easemart Trip will acquire 51% stake in each Guidelines Travel Holidays India Private Limited, Trip Shopee Travel Technologies Private Limited, and Duke Travel Private Limited. Speaking about each one of them, Guidelines Travel is a highly reputed travel company based out of Mumbai that has expertise in B2B and B2C circuits. This company is a pioneer in cruising promotions in India and boasts an extensive product portfolio, which includes international group tours, bespoke FIT ventures, fixed departures, MIT movements. The Guideline Travel, through its associate companies, has recorded a revenue of 13.6 crore in FY23. Trip Shopee Online is a travel solution based out of Kashmir, offers a wide range of travel products and has vast customer base. Trip Shopee recorded a revenue of 42.7 crores in FY23. The third company, Do Travel, is based out of Delhi and operates across CIS countries, Turkey, UAE and India. The company recorded a revenue of 52.6 crores in FY23 and has established itself as one of the biggest DMCs for CIS countries, serving a vast customer base of over 1 lakh tourists in the past 8 years. Once these acquisitions are completed, we will broaden our reach and embrace a diverse spectrum of services catering to larger markets, fostering future business growth. During the quarter, the company has also strengthened its top management team. Foremost, we have elevated Ms. Nutan Gupta as Chief Operating Officer, who is also present on the call. She has been with the company since 2018 and has played an integral role in enhancing company's brand identity and building long-lasting supplier relationships. We have also appointed Mr. Varun Mehta as the Global Head Revenue and Growth, and he will be responsible for global growth strategies. For our Middle East subsidiary, we have appointed Mr. Sameer Begul as our Managing Director, and we will be leaning on his experience and expertise in taking Middle East business to the next level. We are sure that these new appointments will augment company the vision of becoming a truly global OTA. We remain focused on our strategy expanding and brand domestically through our franchisee stores. And we have opened 4 newer franchisee stores located in Surat, Jaipur, Patiala and Ludhiana. These locations were carefully picked by our team and have shown encouraging initial response. Our objective is to cater to customers who still prefer online mode for booking their holiday plans and delivering tailor-made needs for them, thereby expanding our customer reach. Talking more about our brand building efforts, we have also collaborated with World Paddle League 2023, held in Dubai in June 2023. The tournament was broadcasted on various platforms and received massive viewership, enhancing our brand recall. We also signed general sales agreement with SpiceJet, with which both the companies are looking to help each other to expand their services in Indian market. I would like to conclude by saying that IsmaTrip is dedicated in providing superior customer services across plethora of travel services. Our unwavering commitment extended to expand the platform to reach wider audience and establishing a robust international presence. With this, I request the moderator to kindly open up the questions floor for the question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Bala Murali from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So, regarding this hotel segment,
disturbance from your line.
Yeah,
Bala, you may rejoin the line again. There's a lot of disturbance coming. It's very hard to hear.
Now it's fine.
Okay, please go ahead.
So hotel segment, even though the hotel bookings are a little bit high as compared to QoQ or YoY, but the revenue is not significant. Could you please throw some light on that?
So, Bala, we did extend a bit more discount to our customers than before during this particular quarter to push the boundaries of growing our hotel business significantly. And because of which, there is a loss of about 5 crores in our hotel business for this particular quarter, because of which you have seen some diminished profit before tax, which you usually see on this market. But this was a calculated effort from the company side to push the team and to push the hotel to grow even faster than before. We believe that this kind of discounting which we gave in this particular quarter may not be necessary in the future.
Great. Actually, I would like to see the segment to move forward. And at the end of the year, what could be the revenue mix of hotels and air segment?
Well, basically, as we have already said and committed, that we are looking forward to doubling our business in FY24 compared to FY23. We still stand in the same perspective. It will be difficult for me to share an individual number of hotel and airline, but we are looking forward to double our GBR in this particular year compared to FY23.
Okay, and lastly, and doubling means if GBR is get doubled, means that top line and bottom line also move proportional to the GBR, or any hit on the margins will be there.
As we are intensifying our efforts to increase our GBR to double the number, which is 100% growth, we may see slightly reduced number on the bottom line. But again, it should not vary as much as what you are seeing already.
Okay. And lastly, on this go first. So, any further communication from the airlines to you people separately regarding the resumption of services? Because we have seen that they are delaying the resumption services every 10 days, 15 days, 1 month, like that. So the industry, as a passengers, we don't have any hope on that, but maybe you can have some idea on that.
So the information which we have is also coming from the public domain, which is that we are also hopeful that they will resume their operations very shortly, as what they have informed recently.
So, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Sakshi Chhabra from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question was on your other services. So you've reported...
May I request you use the handset, please? Your voice is muffled. Yeah. Distant, yes.
Is it clear now?
Go ahead, please.
Much better.
Yeah. So, sir, my question was on your other services segment, where you've reported a top line of 11 crores versus 1 crore in the previous quarter, and about that was 86 lakhs in the same quarter last year. So, can you just explain the breakup of this, or what is the, I mean, how have we managed to achieve this?
I would like Ashish to respond to this question.
Yeah, basically it is because of the bus business which has been increased in this quarter, which the Yellow Bus is doing. So in this number, around 9 crore pertain to the bus business, which we are booking as principal basis.
Sorry, 9 crore pertains to?
To Yellow Bus, and we are booking that revenue as principal basis. So there is cost, if you see the financial, there is cost also coming. As service cost, which is related to that service.
Okay. So this is a one-time reporting that has been done?
No. Okay. See, our Yolo bus business has been increased significantly. So that's why it's coming.
So for the full year, what sort of number can we expect on the other service?
Pardon?
So for the full year, what sort of number can we expect on this side, on the other services?
It's hard to say, but I think we can extrapolate and the normal growth in the business. So we can see 5 to 6 times growth in this segment.
Okay. All right. And so when you spoke about the discounts that have been offered on the hotel packages, so the total discount amount that we are reporting in the presentation, that includes this discounting which has been offered on the hotel side, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
About the YOLO bus, I may want to add a little bit more, as what Ashishji has rightly said. YOLO bus, which we have acquired about a year ago, has started to perform really well for the company. And on the basis of that, you are seeing these numbers grow. And I would also be hopeful in the same lines that this number should grow by 5 to 6 times in this year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Deepak.
Yes, Deepak, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So first up, I wanted to understand, you mentioned that you're looking to double your GBR rate in this year. Does that include your inorganic acquisition as well, or it's just on organic basis we are talking about these numbers?
We're talking about the overall, organic and inorganic put together.
That includes maybe what, around 100 to 110 crores kind of additional revenue, right?
When I said the GBR, it is basically last year we did total GBR of 8,000 crores. So we're looking forward to do 15,000, 16,000 crores of GBR in this year.
Yeah, and accordingly, your revenue will also follow, right? That's what you mentioned.
As I said that, our focus is basically to push the boundaries and grow market share of the company. In terms of bottom line, it might not be exactly proportionate, but it should not be far off as well.
Yeah. Fair enough. I got it. And how do we see the scale up in FY25? I mean, any indications on those front can provide?
We are taking 1 year at a time. This year the target is to grow by 100%, which I believe should be enthralling for all the stakeholders and well wishes of the company.
Understood. Fair enough. Yep, that's it from my side, sir. All the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shanti Patel from Shanti Patel Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My first question is, can you throw some light on the profitability of these three subsidiaries which are acquired? And secondly, what will be our return on capital and return on equity share capital at the year end?
Ashishji, can you respond to the first question?
Companies which we are going to acquire are profitable company, and the
Ashish, sir, your voice is breaking. Sorry to interrupt you.
I'm saying all three companies are profitable.
Ashish, your voice is cracking again. I may share some information over here. So as the understanding of the company, we are only acquiring profitable companies who are growing at a dramatic pace, who are asset light. So all the three companies which we are acquiring are profitable, and they are actually adding very distinct value to the company. As we mentioned during the welcome note, most of these companies are actually dealing with holiday packages, and that too in the group travel. So one of the beautiful things about group travel is that it can just be viewed, the entire itinerary can be viewed online, and you can just directly purchase, just like you are buying the whole, just the way you buy flight tickets or bus tickets or train tickets or hotel nights. So we are actually consolidating and focusing a lot on group travel and cruise packages, because in that you don't have to put your team behind to create individual itineraries and then hope that those people eventually buy from you. In the group travel, the entire itinerary can be viewed and people can just buy online. So which is why there are these three companies, Do, Guidelines, and Trip Shopee, which we have acquired. All these three companies are profitable. I don't think so. We have shared the numbers, Ashishji, for the profitability for the last year. Have we?
Yeah, we have not shared the numbers.
That is correct. So I believe that as that consolidation happens, all that information will be published.
So Shanti Patel, is the question answered?
My second question, what will be the return on capital and return on equity as on the last day of this accounting year?
See, this is very difficult to suggest. The company and the management are doing their level best to grow the company and grow the company profitably. Among the other internet companies which got listed in the last 2 years, EaseMyTrip is one of the only ones who have been consistently delivering growth and that too profitably. So we look forward to continuing our profitability streak and continuing our growth. To answer your question specifically by the end of the year, it would be extremely hard for the management. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harshvardhan Pisal from, as an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hi Prashant, Harshvardhan Pisal here from Mumbai. I am interested about knowing about the activities that you are undertaking to expand your United Kingdom business. How are you going about it, and what are the challenges that you think are there, and how are you mitigating it?
Thank you, Harsh, for asking this question. There are multiple challenges which company faces when they are starting a new territory, and this territory is also not an exception for EaseMyTrip. But there is a playbook which our company has created. That playbook is something which is confidential to the company. I may not be able to answer in detail, but the results of the playbook are out there. You can see how our UAE business is performing. Our business has been growing tremendously. It's very clearly described in our presentation of how beautifully the UAE business is growing. And one of the reasons why we are getting very high level of acceptance in international market is we have not found any other incumbent or existing player in these markets who is able to offer our kind of product and services at our prices, being one of the most cost efficient organizations in India, and that too by having the entire operations and technology running out of India. The incumbent and current existing players in Dubai or UAE or UK market are finding extremely hard to match our level of services and our level of pricing, which is why we are looking forward to see a decent amount of growth come from our UK market as well. But sharing the playbook of the growth or talking about the challenges which we are facing would be a confidential information for the company. Thank you for the question.
Okay. Just one follow-up. Are you doing it via partnerships in the UK market, or are you doing some level of marketing there?
It's a mix of both B2C and B2B.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhu Chanda De from MC Pro. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have just one question, which is a kind of a little hypothetical, but if you could answer it would be great. Assuming a worst case scenario when GoFirst doesn't take off, what kind of write-off would you be in? Would you have to be doing on account of the receivables from GoFirst?
So it is actually part of our presentation, and it is also there in our financial. The current outstanding on the GoFirst is about at 71 crores. However, we are hopeful that the operations will resume.
Okay, so after, as per your accounting policy, after how many days would you have to do a kind of prudent write-off from an accounting perspective?
Ashiji, do you have any answer on that?
Yeah, see, these are the exceptional circumstances. As we review the outstanding and we are reviewing how the airline resumed their operation, then after considering all the facts, then the management of the company will decide. And it will see the market also, how the other players are.
How the other players are doing. So clearly there is some level of exposure. All the OTAs share because of GoFirst, and as a market, we will also react accordingly to the way the market is reacting. However, we are strongly hopeful that the GoFirst will resume the operations as what we have been informed by them, and also as what we are hearing on the public platforms.
I mean, I fully understand the point. I understand that you are not the only OTA exposed to Go First. But as a matter of policy, what is your, bad debt written off policy? I mean, after how many days do you typically write off a receivable? That is what I wanted to understand. What is the internal policy of the company on this? On not on Go First, on any receivable for that matter?
Company policy is 180 days. If they make the provision, okay. If they reason to believe that it is not recoverable. But they assess the recoverability also on continuous basis.
So I mean, as per that policy, by the end of Q2, this would have already crossed 180 days, right?
Yeah, it happened in May.
It will happen in Q3.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much for that answer. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. But what is the cost of acquisition of this three ventures which you have planned? And what are the normal benchmark at which as an investor we should revisit this as a performance criteria? If you can share whatever it is, payback, ROC, ROE or...
Ashish ji, you may proceed to answer this question.
Yeah, consideration we have already disclosed to the exchanges, and the combined consideration for all three company is around 65 crore, and which is payable through equity share. And as said earlier, all three companies are profitable, and with the synergy of the EaseMy Trip and the customer base, basically we are expecting the higher volume in future from these companies.
That is correct.
My question is like on what is the criteria on which we have to keep evaluating what is,
so
like do you have
so
some
we,
IRR or
yeah.
payback period or some that's what
so
we want to know.
We acquire these companies on the criteria of PE analysis. Profits on the basis of PE numbers, PE multiplier, we have acquired these companies. And in future as well, we are looking forward to acquire company on the basis of PE. And as Ashish ji has rightly mentioned, with EaseMyTrip, on EaseMyTrip, every day almost about 10 lakh people visit either our website or our mobile application. We should be able to send them significant amount of businesses, especially because they are dealing on group departures and cruise packages. And we look forward to grow their businesses along with us.
Okay, so whenever now acquisitions happens going forward, maybe this year is 65 crore, next year you might do 100 crore acquisitions. Will you be reporting the performance of acquisitions, or because still at least you merge off or you acquire them 100%, or will you not be separately reporting?
That is something which we will decide in the due course of time.
Humble suggestion, if you can perform whatever, maybe I'm not saying all the acquisitions, but wherever the acquisitions are meaningful, about 25 crore or something like that, if you can keep some benchmark and start disclosing, it will give us a good faith. Thank you very much.
Point noted. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Thomas Renu. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hey, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Sir, I have three questions. First one, we have around 14 million customers with us, right? What is our plan for any sort of a cross-sell or increasing the wallet share of these customers?
So we already are doing it, and that is how you are seeing our hotel business, our bus business, train business go up. Most of these customers were our original flight customers, but now we are cross-selling, and because of which you are seeing the result of us growing our other business products. Please ask your next question.
Sir, I just would like to get an overview of the travel industry. How is it moving ahead, especially the hotel booking? So in the last one and a half years, we are, you know, seeing it is steaming up. How is it moving? It is moving with the same pace, or is it fizzling out? What is that you are seeing on the industry lines?
In the welcome note, I did talk about how the industry is performing. This year, we have grown our hotel business by 123%. It's a significant growth at which we have grown, and we look forward to growing. Maybe you can ask a third question.
Sir, you have given a guidance of doubling our business. So just want to understand, will it be capturing the market share of the competition, or we will also gain from the gaining the share of the incremental market growth?
See, the market is not growing at the pace of 100%. So hence, clearly, we will be gaining market share from our competitors.
Thank you so much. That's all from me.
For example, in the last 1 year, market grew by 19% from 9. So hence, when we are confident of doubling our business, and hence, a lot of it will come from competitor side.
Okay, understood, sir. So this is what is related to the previous question. So is the market growing in the same pace as of last year is what I wanted to understand.
That is something which we'll have to refer from the various industry reports. Specifically for the hotel segment, I believe that the market is growing faster.
Thank you so much, sir. Wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshvardhan Pisal as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, Prashant. Prashant, this question is to you. What do you expect the international business revenue to contribute as a percentage of total revenue in, say, 2 or 3 years from now?
At least 25% of total business.
25?
That is correct.
And will we get into newer geographies apart from UK, UAE? By that time?
There are certain other geographies as well, which we have in our mind. As we will progress, you will get to know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So the next question is from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Prospero Finvest. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, the promoter have just reduced the stake in the company. Is there further any plan to reduce the further equity stake, or will they maintain the 65% around?
There is no further plan to reduce any stake at the moment. And given the new age internet companies, the promoter stake in this organization is fairly larger compared to any other internet company because we were able to grow bootstrap.
So promoters are having a many business, or this is the only business they are doing? Is the only main business activity?
Promoters have few other business activities, but this is where most of the focus relates to.
Okay, sir. And can you provide the information, because the last deal was happened on the 30th June. So the shareholding pattern does not provide the who are the actual buyer. Can you share that information? Because we know that there was a bull deal and who were the seller, but we don't know about the buyer. So can you, because the 30th June shareholding pattern does not provide that information.
So we will share that information whenever we uploaded on the SEBI side as well.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take the next question from the line of Gautam Kotagiri as a retail investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Gautam. So I see GBR growth from Q4 to Q1 is around 10%, right? So I just want to understand, how did the market grow in the meantime, the overall market? And did we grow in line with the market, or How did we fare? Can you just throw some light on that?
We grew better than the market, and that is why we gave slightly more discounts to achieve this slightly better growth than the market.
Okay. Any numbers on the overall market growth? Do you have anything on that side?
I don't have that number on top of my head, but this is a public information. We can look at the DGCA website of what was the market growth during this period.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Pitti for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Well, to conclude, we are thrilled with the surge in demand within the travel industry, which has contributed to our remarkable performance during the quarter. Our unwavering dedication to placing customers at the heart of our initiative has undoubtedly fueled this success, fostering loyalty and satisfaction among our valued customers. We are positively exhilarated by our financial accomplishments and are firmly determined to sustain this trajectory of being profitable. The future holds boundless potential, and we are eager to seize every opportunity that comes our way, confident in our ability to thrive and make the lasting impact in travel industry. Thank you all for joining us on this earnings call, and we hope all of your queries have been answered. Looking forward to speaking with you in the next quarter. Thanks once again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Easy Trip Planners Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.